It has an official and somewhat technical-sounding name, Advanced Wastewater Purification Facility. And if you drive on West Wainimi Road in Oxnard and see the huge complex sitting by itself on Perkins Road, you'd have no idea of what you're seeing. It looks like a sleek new corporate office building. But the state-of-the-art facility is attracting attention around the world because it has the ability to turn this... wastewater, yes, that includes sewage, into this... water. In fact, water pure enough that you could drink.
It's a recycled water treatment facility. We do another layer of treatment before we send the water out for either groundwater injections, agricultural and landscape use. So let me put it in layman terms here. The water that come out of this facility, the advanced treatment plant, is actually purer than your bottled water.
Tian Ng is the city of Oxnard's senior civil engineer who helped develop the $57 million project. While the water is pure enough to drink, the state currently doesn't have the licensing available to take that ultimate water recycling step. At least it doesn't quite yet.
Currently, the water is being used for city irrigation, golf course irrigation, and then in the summer, we plan to start a pilot study for groundwater injections, and also we just started sending the water through the Cayagas SMP line to Pleasant Valley farmers for farming.
Ng takes us through the giant facility, which has three huge hangar-like spaces with different water purification steps. Remember, the wastewater that comes into this complex has already been cleaned to meet state requirements. It would normally be discharged through a mile-long pipeline into the ocean. By adding the additional purification steps, the water can be reused. First up is a room filled with giant filters, each the size of a telephone pole.
This is the first step of treatment called the microfiltration. The purpose of this membrane is basically to give a pre-treatment. After the secondary wastewater treatment, you need another layer of treatment, a tertiary treatment.
The second step is in another gigantic building with huge racks of tubes, each appearing to be longer than a basketball court.
This is the reverse osmosis treatment. How it works is that the water comes in now after the pre-treatment, and then all this water molecule goes through the membrane and capture at the end of the tube.
And finally, the engineer takes us into a third large building where water gets final treatment before going out for reuse.
We have chosen the technology for UV disinfections. This is set up here. It ultimately, for the city, has the capability to do groundwater injection.
Some of those involved with the project gathered to celebrate the fact that it's now pumping out water for agriculture and freeing up drinking water. Oxnard Mayor Tim Flynn.
The groundwater treatment enhancement facility will, at its very peak, produce enough water to service 60,000 families. We have 55,000 residential units here in the city of Oxnard.
Construction started in 2010, and the facility first went online last year. It didn't take 5 years to build it, but because the technology is new, there were licensing snags with the state. Democratic Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin of Thousand Oaks helped clear the logjam.
It wasn't operating, and it was sitting idly as water that could potentially be used for our farmers was washing out to the ocean, and we're getting water flowing to our farmers now.
The agricultural community is excited. James Dubois with Driscoll's, the fresh berry company, says the water situation has been so tight that some local farms they work with were forced to let fields go fallow.
Some of the areas that are covered by deliveries of this water are currently experiencing interrupted or poor quality supply. This is a drought-proof new water supply.
While there certainly is the aesthetic issue, perhaps the biggest public concern, city officials say when fully expanded and state-approved, this facility could make Oxnard self-sufficient when it comes to water. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.